Well, the kids that are here, I have something that I want them to hear, maybe. I'm not very techy savvy, so I have something that I was going to put up there, but I don't know how to do that. So, and Kelly isn't here. So hold on just a moment.
Which one?
I have to go to. No, today has been quite an emotional day for most Americans. I would say probably all Americans. All had heavy hearts. So, Father, I just thank you, Father, that you are in charge. You have not left your throne. Father, in this difficult time, Lord, give us strength, give us hope, give us your direction in Jesus' name. We are going to pray for tonight. Okay. There were bombs in Kabul, and a lot of our troops were, and other people were killed. And really, it's not ended, so we don't really know what all's going to happen. I don't know if that's a very good summation, but there's been a lot of things that have transpired that have been difficult that we need to pray about, obviously. I belong to Intercessors for America, and I don't belong to them, or I'm engaged in their prayers. And they send, they have prayers sessions once a week. And I wanted to read this to you. I thought it was very pertinent tonight. I got this today. And I'll tell you the name of the lady who wrote this in a minute. But she says, I don't know about you, but for me, the past couple of weeks have been a challenge. I've been personally, once again, pressing through some areas that I thought I had already overcome. It's not been fun. One night over the weekend, I was sitting and reading and thinking, and I was thinking about how this thing I thought was over had cropped up again, and I was once again fighting symptoms. I was praying, and I was praying and about how this thing I thought was over and had cropped up again and was once again fighting symptoms. And when I asked God if I had opened a door somewhere to allow this attack, my little granddaughter, Braylee, was sitting beside me playing with a toy. We weren't talking. I had not shared how I was feeling with anyone. As God often does, he spoke to me through her. She's only 10 years old. But she looked over at me, and in my silence, she said these words, Nana, if you don't want to be the target, then you'll have to be the weapon. In stunned silence, I just looked at her, and I said, what did you say? She simply repeated her sentence and continued to play. Be the weapon. If you don't want to be the target, in other words, get off the defensive and run at your enemy like David did. The Bible does tell us that in 1 Samuel 17, he picked up 5 stones and ran at his enemy. And this was no normal enemy. He was a giant, the most feared in the land. And still David knew the power of his God, and he was not afraid. As I pondered on her words, God took me to this story of David and Goliath, and I began to think about David's weapons. 5 smooth stones. And here's what I felt God was showing me, that the 5 smooth stones are weapons. What would they be? I'm just going to read briefly what she said, then I'd like to go over some of the weapons of our warfare tonight. The Word of God is alive and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of God endures forever. It's the final say, folks. Remember Jesus himself, when tempted of the devil, he declared, "It is written," and stood firm on what he said. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked. So pray without ceasing. Prayer is our connection with God. And if we know if we continue to pray, God hears us. We cannot stop praying, and we can't stop believing in the power of our prayers. So, in this time of challenges that probably most of us have not faced, the kind of challenges we're facing in our lifetime, probably you and I too, I would say, with our country and everything that's happening. There have been some challenging times, but I think this is probably the tops for me as far as everything goes. Not personally, but in all things. No doubt we are in challenging times, and that is just putting it mildly. So what does God want from us? What do we do? And what do we need from God? That's the questions that we ponder on. As difficult as it is in this time, and what is happening before our eyes that we kind of feel helpless about. We see things that are going on and we don't know how to do it. It's affected everybody's lives in every way possible that I can think of. It's affected my life, and I know it's affected your families. We've all been affected in ways that we never expected we would have to be affected. We never saw anything like this ever coming. Although the Bible was pretty clear that in the last days, Jesus had a lot to say. Now, I'm not going to go over everything Jesus said tonight. What I do want to go over is, what can we do? What is it that we can do besides twiddle our thumbs and fret and just be devastated at times? Well, first of all, we can keep our eyes upon the Lord and remember that this is an eternal walk. This is not the end. This is an eternal relationship. And we are just passing through this earth. And, you know, we're here for a little while, some longer than others. And some of us have been here longer than others. So what is it that we can do to keep our eyes upon the Lord? And that is take up our weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't really do anything in the natural, especially the things that are beyond our control that we can't physically do anything about in our part. But what would you say the strongest weapon is that we have? Who said that? Oh, just to raise your hand. Just kidding. Prayer is one of our weapons. Huh?
We don't raise hands in this family.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I raise hands.
You have a hand over there. And Pastor, do you want this light off?
What's another one of our weapons? No, it's good.
Our tongue.
The words of our mouth. Awesome. That's very good. But what do we have to have behind the words of our mouth? And it's faith, right? Faith. Because faith without works is dead. But what do we have our faith in? Faith in?
Jesus.
That's right. Anybody else want to add to that?
Nope.
What was that? You don't want to add to that?
What can you add?
What can you add? Well, anybody can add to that? Dr. Shellers, come on, you can add to that.
No, that's the ultimate.
Well, Jesus is the ultimate, but faith in Jesus and the written word, right?
Sure.
And that is Jesus, but we can say, I have faith in you, Jesus, and what does that look like? How do we put our teeth in that? How do we take, you know, not take that pitchfork and come out with an empty, you know, pitchfork? We got to have some hay to that, right? Mm-hmm. We got to have some teeth to what Jesus, who he is. And that's according to the word. And so faith is the medium. It's that heavenly exchange. It's the currency of heaven. Faith connects us with everything that is true in the word. Our faith connects to that. And if we don't connect to it by faith, it's just there. So we need to connect our faith with what the word says and not just read it and say, that's nice. We need to interact, as we've talked about before. What else is another weapon that we have? Anybody want to take a stab at it? Caleb, how about you? Yeah, the shield of faith. That's what we just talked about, our shield. I know you were doing your homework, so I kind of caught you off guard. I'm sorry. I'll come back to you. All right, Megan, what's another weapon?
Praise.
Daisy knows.
Can't hear you.
Praise.
Praise. Praise and worship. I'll get to you in a minute. We still got more to go. Okay. Praise and worship. Well, how do we know that worship is a weapon? Because it says so. What was the tribe of Judah? It was the tribe of worship. And they were always sent out in front of the battle. They were always there in front of the battle. That is a weapon. And we sing that all the time. Our praise is a weapon. Isn't it a song?
Yeah.
Our praise is a weapon. And when you don't feel like praising, he deserves it anyway. He deserves the praise and worship anyway when you don't feel like it. Anybody think of anything else? Something very important to me.
The Bible.
Yes, the Bible is the word of God. Everything in it is our weapon. It's our sword, isn't it? That's right.
I'd say the fruit of the Spirit.
Very good. Sounds like an answer from you. I got that down here. So what is the fruit of the Spirit?
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Patience.
Goodness, faithfulness,
and self-control. All right, girl, you got that. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. What did I leave out?
Faithfulness.
Yes, restraint, self-control. Against which there is no law. There's one that we do every week that is important. It's very important. And I don't think the body of Christ at large, except for maybe the Catholics, really honor this. And it is a weapon.
Communion.
Communion. Absolutely. I've been healed many times in communion. And I'm convinced. Sometimes I want to take it twice a day, but I try to take it once a day. I don't always get there, but I try every day. There's another thing that we can do that is a weapon. Has to do with food.
Fellowship.
That's close.
Preach.
Yeah, the right letter.
Fasting.
Fasting. Fasting. You know, the word says fast and pray that you enter not to temptation. And I tell you what, in the hours that we're in, we will enter into some temptation. Because when things are as overwhelming as they can be and will be in the future, we need to fast. Anybody think of one more? See that I get them all? The fruit of the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. Didn't do praying in the Spirit, did we? Praying in the Spirit is a weapon. Because the Holy Spirit knows, prays through us with utterances that can't be understood. When I don't know how to pray or I need to hear from the Lord and I can't hear, I have to pray in tongues and He'll give me the interpretation. Or while I'm praying in the Spirit with other people praying, I'm praying, it's like a coming together of the perfect and God is doing a work. And that is a weapon. And I don't want to... Did we say Thanksgiving?
No,
we didn't say that. That is a major weapon. Thanksgiving. Because we have to thank God. We have to. Our praise and our thanksgiving. In 1 Timothy 2:1, you want to look that up? Who's got a Bible? I guess none of the kids have a Bible.
What verse?
1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Anybody got that?
1 Timothy 1.
Okay. You got it, Jane?
Yeah, 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Amen. And the word also says to be thankful in all things. It doesn't mean you have to be thankful for bad things. You can be, because the Lord takes all things together and works it for our good. So we can be thankful for bad things, but we can be thankful in all things. If you say, I can't be thankful for this yet, God, I can be thankful in it. And those are the weapons of our warfare. And we need to be sure that it is part of our daily walk. All of it, not just some of it. All of it. And so in this time of uncertainty, because we really don't know what's going to happen from day to day and maybe hour to hour. But we know who's our Lord is, and we know that He has us covered. And not only that are we just covered, but we are weapons against the enemy. These are our weapons. And it's not just for us individually. It's for corporate and for our country. And praying, that's one of the reasons I pray with this international prayer group. Because people all over the country, they bring the issues at hand, and we pray together. And it's powerful. Because God, that one thing that I just read, the prayer in that, there was over 1,000 people that prayed that prayer. That she prayed. And it's powerful. We have to pray, and we have to pray continually and fast, because we're in a time and a season we can't just skip and wink and say, oh no, that's not good, you know. We got to really pray, because that's what changes things. And we all know that, okay, we know that. But how much time do we really spend praying? So how much time do we need to spend praying? That's another thing. My communication with the Lord, I try to be communicating with Him probably like you do, all the time, whatever you're doing. But there's a time that we need to be set aside to have that communication, because if we don't take the time to give this burden, give these things to the Lord, we're going to carry them, and the sorrow will be overwhelming because there is a lot coming. And we can't carry all the sorrow that we're going to see or feel or experience. We can't. It just, there's too much. We are too exposed in this generation, like no other generation, are we exposed to moment tragedy in our hand. In our hand. And I don't personally believe that God intended for us to carry that kind of burden. I don't think we can. It can cause us to be depressed and be down and out. And we have to bring it before the Lord. If we don't do it, we will be attacked big time. It's important that we stay together, that there be a unity, that we pray together, and that we love one another. And call, if you need prayer, call somebody. If you're feeling like, I just can't lift this, call somebody. We all have our phone numbers. Hopefully everybody has phone numbers here. Call somebody. Don't be afraid. Don't be thinking, I don't want to bother them. Bother everybody. Right? Bother us. Right, Dr. Tellers?
Bother
us. I mean, take this. We have to work with this together. This is not an individual, well, I'm going to pray. No, that we've got to come together. And anything that brings separation, we need to come against that too. Because we all have our opinions and our likes and dislikes, but we all love Jesus and we all want to walk in truth and light. And we have to come together and do that. And that is so important. That we love one another and pray His kingdom come and His will be done in every situation that we're in. So this is my encouragement, and I want to take the time tonight to be who God says we are, and that was without the house of prayer, because it is the time that we need to pray. So we need to pray together tonight. I know some people have burdens. I think we need to pray for our country, and we need to pray for the men and women who are being persecuted. We just need to pray. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
We really need to pray tonight, and I feel like we need to pray together. So I would suggest maybe everybody come as close.